Well, we thank you, Austin, too. We're going to jump it off here as it'll be Duarte to jump against Cook Inlet Academy's Adara Warren. And it's the rookies with the basketball right out to Sadie Newton. Newton says, I'll take this one, and a three-pointer to start the scoring. Sadie launches one. Now here comes CIA back the other way. Nice job to get the ball inside. Duarte cleans the boards off the miss there by Anna Cizik. Cizik is their leading scorer. She's a big, blocky girl inside. Duarte will have the speed on her, but Cizik will be a big body to work with in there. This ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the rookies in the offensive end, so Cook Inlet Academy has it back. The lead, the three-pointer from Newton, just underway here, folks. King Cove and Cook Inlet Academy. For Cook Inlet is Jamie Hyatt handling it up top. Now goes to Warren. Warren and Cizik are kind of through their big as far as the scoring and ball handling goes. And, in fact, Warren, the senior, and also Addie Nelson, a senior, gets out there. Cizik, a senior. They see a lot of minutes. Dulcie comes off the bench, I think, she's not starting. No, and Hyatt gets a start as a 10th grader. So does Gina Nelson, a 10th grader for CIA. So youth mixed with seniors there. Two sophomores and three seniors. Quick timeout by CIA with not quite a minute gone. They have the basketball. And I think new coach up there, Joshua Hawley, says, I want to get a basket here and get us on the board right away. I want to let King Cove just stretch the lead here. As there's Warren with that rebound in traffic, just gets out of the key in time. And now Leilani has the ball handler up there. That's Addie Nelson. Leilani keeping her almost at half court, nearly gets a turnover there. And Newton now picks up there, and there's going to be a push call on Elena. So Mack picks up the foul, first foul of the ball game. And for Cook Inlet Academy, they'll have it out at half court. Cook Inlet will do well to have the will do well to try to keep this ball control would be important for them as there's a tip pass. And out of bounds, a steal came. I was looking at the Cook Inlet girls kind of bouncing around on her foot like there's something wrong with her foot coming off the floor there. So she did, but and I think they saw some water on the floor or something like that. Okay. Yeah, that was what it was, the water on the floor. Okay, I think they're getting it. That's Cook Inlet girl that came out was seasick and kind of tripped over here like she hurt her foot or something. I don't know. Oh, she could, yeah, okay. So she had the water on her shoe, wanted to make sure not to spread it, and got off to the side. She'll get back in there the next break, I'm sure. Here's Newton again, tries it again, same spot. Sadie back-to-back three-pointers to get this game started. Newton had a nice second half yesterday, not scoring much in the first half. Inside, that ball tapped by Duarte on the inside pass, and then they don't convert in there. It's a nice look for Dosey, but she doesn't get it. Mack at the other end tries a three, misses there. Rebound comes off, and Newton on the tie-up with Addie Nelson. There's going to be a turnover there. Cook Inlet Academy, as King Cole puts a little pressure on in the backcourt, but enough pressure that the girls from Cook Inlet can't get the ball inbound. So all of a sudden it's rookies basketball again. Here's Mack, pulls up, two-pointer won't go from the baseline. And back comes Warren for Cook Inland. Nearly a travel, and then Newton, good tie-up there with Brandle, nearly come up with the steal. As here's a shot from the right wing, misses there, and digging out the rebound was Leilani. It's going to stay rookies basketball. Rookies lead it 6-0 here, 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. King Cove on top, Sadie Newton, back-to-back three-pointers for her. As Newton, same spot. Duarte whipped the ball quick. There's Mack. Three-pointer won't go again. Mack wide open on those and just shot not there right now, but it'll come. Here's a steal. Leilani with the steal. Reads the play coming up and gets it easy. It's Minna. Quick pass. Touch pass. Back to Newton. It goes Newton for three again. Sadie back to back to back. It's 9-0. Sadie's got them all as the girls look for the open person. And here's a pass over the top there underneath. The foul's going to come on the line. And that's Jamie Hyatt. She's a lanky sophomore there. Got the ball underneath and tried to put it up, getting a piece of the shot, and her arm was Leilani. Hyatt will have one more. And in now will be Sophia Nelson. Sophia is a senior. As here's Hyatt's second shot. Good with the free throw there. So, CIA on the board, 9-1 score here. King Cove with it. Elena Mack spins inside, kick out to Newton. Down to Duarte, now Newton. Back it goes to Mack, starts down the left side, says hold it up. Touch pass in the corner, there's Yachmena, rattles home a two. And Monica with the two-pointer. Yachmena gets her first bucket. There's Duarte in the backcourt, doesn't anticipate that one coming, but plays good defense on the pass. Then getting it up and down was Hyatt. So Jamie Hyatt with the two-pointer for CIA. Henderson. I'm sorry. I was going with Hyatt. That's Anna Henderson. Here's Mack. Three-pointer on the way. Good from back of the line as Mack hits her first shot there. 14-3, halfway through this first quarter. There's Warren stopped up front. They go to Henderson, back to Warren. Foul called. And it's going to be on Mack. And for the St. Cove girls, Coach Gary Lamar's crew, Mack's going to come out, and in comes Maddie. So Maddie Newman will check in. At the line, Warren. First one misses. So does the second. There's that putback by Henderson. Can't get it. Duarte cleans the board there and hustles up court with it to Newton. To Maddie. Over in the corner, there's Leilani. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Brandle. Leilani, what a pretty shot. And Brandle makes it 16-3. We're cooking late in the game now as Kasten holds. As a lot of substitutions trying to find that right combination. Reaching there by Duarte, knocks the ball free, but off of her hands last. Looked like she was trying to get it off of Nelson's leg, and it was close. Yachmenev will play the inbounds pass. And comes into Warren. She'll shoot right away. Misses a shot there. Duarte has it tapped out of her hand. And a putback good there for Sophia Nelson. There's Duarte up top to Sadie. And Sadie's got another one. Newton, I think she is 4-for-4. A three is good. 4-for-4, Newton. Newton with a near steal in the backcourt and forces a tough pass. Duarte steals that one. Goes to Yachmena. Back to Maddie. Back to Duarte. Duarte fires. Got it. Three for Duarte. Jalea. Oh, these girls are storming them here. 22-5 with 2:24 to go and a lot of three-point shooting. There's Yasmina who gets the hold. The three-point shot has really changed basketball, and you see it here with this group especially. Think about, compare this team to the Nilchik teams of 20 years ago or almost 20 years ago, and there was a reason why. But these teams can shoot. They got four, five, six players that can shoot threes, and it's a whole different ball game. Here comes Elena back in the ball game. Mack misses on the shot on the outside. There's a hold going to be on Duarte, I believe. It is on Jalea, and Jalea picks up her first team's fifth, though, 22-5. As Henderson puts it in there to Nelson, misses shot. Henderson misses from the on the rebound side. Yetchmina chases it down, gets it to Duarte, head to Elena. Mack will step back and missed the three try. So Mack is just not hitting that shot right now. And a little frustration on it. She'll just have to turn to other parts of the game. Over the back is Henderson. Coach Gary Lamar giving the girls some instruction on what he wants to see done, and see if he gets it. Elena left open. We'll try a three, and this one's good. No one came out. Mack said, well, I got to try it at least one more time. 25-5 score here, 1:11 on the clock. Here's a long pass stolen away by Leilani. Brendel head to Mack. Mack's got Newton in the corner. And that pass just drifts off her hands out of bounds. Didn't really think Mack wanted to go one more dribble, and the angle changed. As in the backcourt, a little bit of pressure. Warren breaks it as Yetchmanis stays with her. Now Duarte comes to double team. Henderson goes inside looking for Nelson. Nelson's shot misses, and the rebound to Leilani. Brandel gets it to Mack, ahead to Duarte, and Duarte will just miss on the left-handed. Handed shot there as now at the other end, Henderson has Duarte down on the baseline. Duarte takes it away. Jalea ahead to Mack. Mack will hold up. Three on the way. Not there. As Mack has suffered with some shooting woes here in this first quarter. 25-5 score, though. You would hardly think that. Great no-look pass by Mack. Newton misses on the free, on the layup there. And Mack with the near steal. Got it. Now has Yetchmanov underneath. Keeps the ball. 7 seconds on the clock. Goes cross court to Leilani. Back to Monica. Monica with three. Goes to Leilani. And can't get the shot off. That's the end of the first quarter. But it's all King Cove. They come roaring out 25-5 after one quarter of play. So for Cook Inlet Academy, looking up at that scoreboard and going, my goodness, what happened? We're going to be back in 60 seconds. We'll continue with what's happening. King Cove leads it 25-5 over CIA back in 60 seconds here on KSDP.
The city of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
And fourth they go, Newton to Jalea. Back to Newton for two and one. Jalea with a beautiful pass back and forth with Newton as they came up court. Had defenders between them. The old fast break there. Done without a dribble. Man. Whew. And Newton completes the three-point play, makes it 28-5. Getchmanov checks out for a bit, a breather. Here's a steal by Mack, takes it to the hole for two. She had the two-on-one. Defender didn't take her, so she went to the bucket and laid it in. CIA back the other way, trying to get the ball inside. They do to Dosey, and she's got two. So that's Dosey with the two-pointer off the glass, 30-7 score. In the corner is Maddie. Newman passes on the shot, goes to Newton. Out to Mack, down low, finds Doherty, two-pointer. Mack to Doherty. Here's Cook Inlet, Mack the other way, working against the pressure of the rookies. And Warren breaks it now all the way to the hoop for her. It will roll down, and Doherty fighting for the rebound in there with Warren. Last touch by Warren. Newton will inbound. 32-7 score here as the Eagles work it down low to Newman. Back to Newman. Now to Mack as the girls move the ball so quickly. So well, too, as here's Mack, tries one there. Newton takes away the rebound. Sadie gets it right in the corner to Elena, and Elena has two, 34-7. Mack knocks it out of bounds, right out of the hands of Dulce over there. And a timeout on the floor, 6 minutes to go here. Cook Inlet Academy. With the timeout, as we come out of this quarter break, it was 25-5 after one. It's been a 9-2 run here in the opening 2 minutes, not quite 2 minutes, of this second quarter. So the girls from Cook Inlet, a little bit of shell shock here. Now, for the folks here watching from the Nilchik, this is not unusual for them to see a team come in and just take control like this, like the rookies have, because their teams used to do it regularly. But that's been a while back, back in the 90s, a big stretch into 2000s. And that ended, in fact, as I look around the gymnasium here, the dominance of that Nilchik Wolverine team kind of ended back there around 2008, 2009, I think, was their last, had a runner-up at 2A State at 2009. But they had a string of championships there. From the mid-90s through 2008, that's quite a stretch. A dozen years or more, Nilchik doing what King Cove's doing right here, just terrorizing teams. Here's Sadie with a foul here on the double team. Newton gets a little bit too much of a push. 16 fouls now, two only on CIA. Warren with it, dumps it down on the baseline. Doherty gets a hand on the shot. Head of the pack. Brandel goes to Mack. Mack one-handed over to Doherty. Three on the way. This one misses from the outside as Doherty leaves it a little short. 34-7 score here as we get inside the five-and-a-half-minute mark of this first half, and there's a good job by Brandel coming over to double-team with Newton to get the ball back, and Mack has it. Mack, step back, two, long two, and a held ball. Maddie in there with it. Newman with the held ball with CIA, and it's going to be Cook Inlet ball. As Warren gets it in the backcourt, Newman stand alongside her, but not in front. Now Newman throwing inside off the foot. That's going to go. Doherty had the steal, but then rolled down and bounced off of her foot. Inbounding will be Hyatt. That gets into Addie Nelson, who started the game. Here's a steal by Newton. Sadie. Back to Maddie, and now ahead to Brandel. Over to Doherty on the right side. Doherty sets the screen for Mack. Mack will go around it and put it off the glass. Doesn't get it. Doherty rebound. Nice soft touch with that left hand. And in it goes, 36-7. Jalea with a nice another good rebound putback, because here's Hyatt, fires from way out. And Mac will bring it up. Mac slips a pass out to Newton. Sadie's shot. Off the mark this time. Mac gets a rebound. Long rebound into her hands out on the left side. Back up top to Sadie. Straight away, two-pointer is good. And that makes it 38-7. 4:20 to go first half. As the girls will get a three there. CIA with the three-pointer from Hyatt. And now in the corner, Newman comes out to Newton. Back to Newton it goes. They play catch on the right side as they come up to Elena. 3:54 on the clock. Mac pulls up. Two-pointer or three-pointer? Three-pointer straight away on a jump shot. She came off her defender. Nobody there. And now knocks down the pass. Newton picks it up. Goes back to Mac. Mac to the hole. Tripped up. She'll shoot two. Warren with the foul. Elena is relentless at going to the basket. Coach Lamar got these girls primed this year. They are scary good. Fun to watch, though, when you see a team playing this style of basketball. You can't help but look at that and go, man, that's the way to do it. They move the ball so well, unselfish. It doesn't matter who's hitting the shots, really. They know people got to be heading to the hoop, have your head up. All those things are happening, and they just do such a wonderful job. Pleasure to sit and watch one of these games or be able to watch one of these games. 42-10, they lead it. Max good on both free throws. As here's Warren. And look at the way Duarte uses the hand coming from underneath. Not a foul, not over the top. She picked that ball loose, almost created a turnover. Here's Mac with the steal. Comes up, pulls up. That shot not there, and Warren will back it out. Now, that's one thing. Mac's having kind of a tough shooting day today, but still, you wouldn't know it. As there's another poke free of the basketball by Sadie Newton. The fundamentals of these girls is tremendous. Sadie will put it into play. And back it comes to her from Mac. Now down to Duarte on the right side. Sets up the weak side. Mac's there. Three-pointer won't work. Rebound to Warren for CIA. 2:52 on the clock. And Warren almost travels with it. Gets it inside to their post player there. That was one of their leading scorers, Warren, along with Cizek. And Cizek just got her first shot, I think, of the game. So this will be CIA's basketball. As Hyatt will inbound. Comes into Warren, left side. She's picked up out there now by Mack. Up top. And here's the shot from the outside. Missing. Duarte with the rebound. Scoops it out to Mack. Mack ahead to Newton. Sadie got it. Two-pointer from Mack. On target with that pass. Elena didn't think twice. It was just on the way and right in the hands of Newton. She just had to step up and put it in. Warren. And Duarte steals it there with great handwork. And Duarte left-hands it for two off the backboard and in. Great steal by Jalea. 46-10, 2 minutes to go here in the first half. What a clinic. Here's Duarte again with another steal. Jalea has just been great at anticipating. Here's Mac. Pulls back, can't get it. Duarte, she'll try. No, not from 8 feet. And Warren will get the board there. Now here's Kukinla trying to get something rolling. Here's the steal. It's Maddie with it. Newman will take it to the hole for two off the glass for Maddie. The freshman comes through with a bucket there off the steal. 48-10, 1:13 on the clock here. As here's Warren, bowls her way into Sadie Newton. Out of bounds it goes. And it'll be rookies basketball. 108 on the clock, folks. And the rookies leading by 38 here as halftime approaches. Sadie with it. Down to Leilani. Trying to go inside to Duarte. Tip back, and Leilani snatches it right up. In the corner is Maddie. Two-pointer. Good for Newman. Excuse me. As Maddie had a really nice-looking shot there. Just a foot inside the three-point line. This ball off the hands of Hyatt. Out of bounds. And with 40 seconds on the clock, it's a 50-10 score. The rookies up top by 40. Here's a touch pass back to Duarte, back to Newman in the corner. Now they come up to Sadie, over to Elaine on the far side. They're going to play catch weak side, use Duarte in the middle. She kicks it back to Sadie, three-pointer on the way. Not there this time, and the rebound to CIA. 18 seconds on the clock. First half action here, and it's King Cove all the way. 25-5 after one, and now 50-10. They've doubled up as there's a steal by Duarte again. Back it goes to Mac, and Mac's got two just before the buzzer. That's going to be the end of the first half. Oh, boy. What a beautiful team to watch. 52-10 here at the half. CIA with 10, obviously. King Cove, 52 points in one half. And just solid basketball, folks. What a pleasure. You're listening to KSDP coverage here of King Cove and Sandpoint at the Nanilchik Tournament. We've got more basketball coming up all afternoon here for you. In fact, the girls here leading at the half, 52-10. The Sandpoint boys will play again today. They'll play at 6 o'clock as they won today against Antioch. And then King Cove boys coming up after this one. That'll be at 3 o'clock. Following this game. Sandpoint girls will be up against Nanilchik at 4:32. So that's kind of our schedule for today. We're going to send it back, listen to all the great sponsors bringing you today's basketball game and all the coverage here at Nanilchik. And it's a score of 52-10 at the half. King Cove leads it, waiting for their clock to start, but it hasn't yet. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our halftime stats and more from Nanilchik. You're listening to KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Well, and thank you, Austin. I hope it feels like watching. I mean, I get to watch this, folks, and it's just, it has been a pleasure to see these girls. They play basketball the way you love to see it. And they get the ball to start. Why not? Let's just leave it in the offensive end, right? Sadie back to Elena. She's open for a three out there. That misses over the top. Warren touched it last. It's a good block out there by Yetchmenov. Was in position, but no foul called. Just a good block out, and really there was no foul. Mac steps back. Three-pointer good on the way and in for Elena. Getting things started with a three. 55-10 it goes with half a minute here gone in this second half. And for Cook Inlet, they work it down inside. Good job there. Warren gets free underneath, but Leilani with good defense. Duarte now. Double teams with Yetchmenov, and they turn the ball over. So they get the offensive rebound but can do nothing with it because the double team comes down on the baseline. Yetchmenov and Duarte hound the ball player there. And touch pass by Duarte in the corner. Leilani's shot won't drop as CIA will get the rebound and work it back the other way. Warren handles the ball a bunch, and she's picked up by Newton. Now trying to go down inside, slipping in front of the pass was Mack. Mack, one on four, pulls it back out, goes to Newton. Sadie, back to Elena. As now she'll go to Newton down on the baseline. Newton's shot rolls in and out. Good baseline look for Sadie. As here's Warren with it, gets a screen, and boy, stepping in front of that, off that screen was Brandel. Talk about that's a way to fight off the screen. As here's a missed shot by Warren off the miss by her teammate there, Hyatt, I believe. And now Newton with the rebound. Newton pulls it up, sets up Duarte, back to Sadie. And they'll reset. Mack looks for three. Got it. And Elena. Back-to-back threes to start this second half makes it 58-10. Here is Warren down inside. trying to find her teammate down there for a two. Newton comes out of the pack with it, shows shot, gets back to Duarte. And now on the baseline, there's Mack for two. Duarte is an excellent passer. Jalea with, oh, I almost gave her the 2 points, but why not? That was a beautiful pass from up top of the key and right on target and right to Elena. And Elena trying to dribble that loose ball out of there. Warren got in the way, and she touched it last, dribbling on the sideline. So CIA will retain 60-10. 5:25 on the clock here in the third quarter. Warren in trouble up there with Newton on her, and this ball over and back. Duarte coming up to force Cizak. Remember, Cizak is one of their leading scorers, and she has one shot in the game that I can remember, and that was late in the first half. Here's the miss shot there by Brandle, but chasing down the long rebound was Mack. Elena open for three. Got it. Elena's making up for those misses in the first half, obviously, but that's three for three here in this third quarter, opening moments of the third, 4:53. This can be it. Foul on Yetchmenop as she reaches in. And Warren with it. 63-10 score. Warren stopped there by the switch by Yetchmenop. On the baseline, Cizak has nowhere to go. Duarte tips the ball out of her hands. It'll stay CIA basketball. Duarte just active hands. Real good job there. Here's Warren. Has an open look. Duarte goes high for the rebound. Blocks off Cizak. Now here comes Mack with the outlet pass. Brings it up. Hands off to Newton. Sadie's shot won't go. Rebound long over the top of Duarte's outstretched hand. And Newton back the other way steals the long pass. Ahead it comes to Mack. Mack to Duarte. Got it off the glass for two. Duarte in double figures now, two with 11. 65-10. As Warren nearly turns it over, Leilani stepping out on that screen again just about causes a turnover two times in a row. I mean, the screen means nothing to her. She's out there right in the face of the dribbler. Just about caused a turnover twice on the best ball handler for CIA. Amazing. Great footwork. Here's the shot by Hyatt. Oh, she gets a three to roll in, does Hyatt. And we definitely needed that. And the three good for Jamie Hyatt there. As into the game for the rookies now will be Bethany Brandle, one of the seniors, coming in with Kayla Calver. She's a sophomore. And Rita Kuzikin will check in as well. Staying out there, Maddie Newman also in too, and Mack will stay out with them. As here's a shot there by Warren, misses, right back to Kuzikin. Quickly up court on a couple of dribbles, now goes to Mack. Kuzikin, good game yesterday too, as here is Maddie with it. Maddie trying to throw back, stolen away there by CIA. Back the other way, 4-2. Maddie Nelson. As here's Mack open for a three and hits the three. Elena with 14 to match her 14 in the first half. She's got 14 in the quarter, 2:43 to go. Here's Calver gets in there, knocks a pass down. Maddie comes up with it. Now to Mack. Mack, this shot misses. Rebound comes off. Calver gets it over to Kuzikin. Her shot partially blocked there by Warren. And Warren comes away with the basketball. Now down low, there's Nelson on the baseline side. Can't get it. Kuzikin wrestles for it in there and comes away with the basketball. Now over to Elena. As they work it up court quickly. Elena still got it. Goes to Bethany. And Brandle works it to Maddie. Back to Beth as she goes to Elena. Now Kuzikin starts inside. Gets it off the glass for two. Rita with a pretty shot. 70 115, folks, 154 to go third quarter. Timeout for Cook Inlet Academy. As the rookies are rolling 70 to 15. They had 25-5 first quarter, 52 to 10 at the half. And here we are at 70 to 15 in the third quarter with just under 2 minutes to go. So they've been very consistent, 18 to 5 in this quarter so far. And we talked about that yesterday, I think, too. The fourth quarter last night, the girls from Lumen Christi actually scored 16 points in that fourth quarter, but King Cove girls came up with 18 to win the quarter. But basically, they win every quarter. And if they lose a quarter, it's probably going to be the fourth quarter, because by that time, the game's already running clock and pretty much been over as far as who will win long before. Play like you're behind. I always remember that. You got to play like you're behind. These girls do all the time. Oh, boy. Here is Nelson. Drives the lane there. Got around Calver. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Kayla there. But Kayla didn't give up on the play and came up with a missed shot and then went up or out of bounds. There's going to be a foul call. It might be on Calver there, and it is. Kayla picks up the foul. And that's a second team foul here in the half for them, as first shot is good for Anna Henderson. Henderson with one more coming up. And this one also good. So two from the line. They have 6 points in the quarter. 7 points in this quarter. Excuse me. 17-70 now as Kuzikin tries to drive baseline. But loses it out of bounds. A little contact there on the baseline. And so CIA back in business now. As they go into Henderson there, and again, Henderson wheels inside, comes up with a two-pointer. So she's doing a nice job in there. That's Anna. Linky junior. Here's Bethany. We'll try from the outside. Misses. Kuzikin, good rebound in traffic. Gets it to Elena. And now trying to go to Maddie in the corner, but Maddie moves towards the basketball. And over the top, it goes. Out of bounds will be CIA ball. Under a minute to go here in the third, 17-19 score. As Newman and Bethany, good double team. Newman keeps it as she got the steal. Bethany with her there. Great double team by Brandel and Newman. Here's a miss by Mack in the lane. She'll go one more time. Not there. Calver with it off the rebound there and goes back to Mack. 32 seconds on the clock. Mack scoops one up. Can't get it. We'll put it up again, and this one's good. So Elena with the two there, 72-19. And 17 seconds on the clock. Here's the ball down low on the right baseline. Anderson has it tied up there, and now the ball comes off. There's Anderson actually for the putback and misses on that one, but the second shot good for Dosi, and Dosi gets a two-pointer just before the buzzer. That's the end of three quarters of play. As it slows down a bit, only 20 points in the quarter for the King Cove girls, but still they lead it 72-21 after three. We'll be back for the fourth and final quarter. It'll be a running clock. King Cove well on their way to the victory, back in 60 seconds. Well, and it's going to be pretty easy watching these kids for the next week and a half. What a pleasure. As they start out the fourth quarter here, Cook Inlet Academy will keep possession. Back to most of the starting lineup back in to start this fourth quarter. We talked about this too for Coach Lamar. Important that you keep your players, you know, kind of on edge. So what did you tell them this time? I like to pull the headphones off and sit on the bench with him and say, okay, girls, this is what I want you to do to start this fourth quarter. Get a couple minutes in and then we'll get everybody else back out there. Duarte with it there as they get the steal off the misplayed pass by CIA. Here's Mack slips her way inside as she goes down on a drive from the free throw line, and Yetchmenov takes it away. Duarte over to Newton. No call there. Newton kind of got wrapped up there at the free throw line. As, couldn't really get her hands on the ball. It's a lot of contact, but no call. The 72-21 score here as we start the fourth, and the clock is running. So over a minute gone here as the girls turn it over, CIA does. And here's Mack to the lane, and a scoop shot good for Elena. Gets things started in the fourth. This is so reminiscent of the magnificently strong Nilchik teams of 15 to 20 years ago. And these girls could play at any level in the state, really, and take out quite a few teams. I think they'd have their hands full, say, with the Diamond Lynx and teams like that, maybe Ketchikan, you know, a couple other ones. But, my goodness, 1A is going to be hurting. 74-21 the score is they're working some clock here, and that's what they're working on. We're going to plays inside, and there's a play high post to Duarte, back to Mack, back to Duarte, back to Mack on the cut, and she gets two. Once again, the great passing and people moving at the right times, going off of screens tight, and over and back for Cook Inlet Academy, caused by Sadie Newton, stops the dribble up high, and Newton gets him to turn it over. That's Kassenholtz. And there had nowhere to go. 76-21, 5:16 on the clock here in the fourth. Ball tapped out of the hands. Warren in there. Leilani covers it up. Brandel does a good job, too. She's a sophomore. Real quick. Reminds me of Yetchmenov, too, with all the little things she does. Here's Mack, pulls up, two-pointer, good. And Elena with another one. As Warren will come down the right side, going inside, Duarte steps in front of it with the steal. Here's Mack with it, 78-21. High post again, Duarte back to Mack. That one doesn't go. Duarte rebounds, scoops it back to Mack. Elena, two-pointer. Elena with another bucket and another assist for that Jalea. I might say Layla too often. Jalea, as she is tremendous moving that basketball. Here's going to be a foul, I think, on Monica on the baseline there. Jalea came over to help out and is on Yetchmenov. And she picks up just her second. 80-21 score here with 3:58 to go. And for the girls, what a half for Elena here. She's got eight in the quarter already. She had, I think I had her for 18 at the third quarter break. Let me see, 16 actually. So 16 in the third quarter to go with 14. In the first half, and she's at 38 points again. And the rookies will come back in now with, there'll be Mack in there, along with Kuzikin, Calver, Bethany Brandel, and Maddie Newman. At the line, Warren for Adara picks up first points of the ball game. Warren and Cizak, the leading scorers for this team. And that's now the second point for the two of them. Cizak hasn't scored in the game. One shot that I had it for. So talk about defense. You take the two highest scorers on the other team and you limit them to two free throws in the fourth quarter. As here is Henderson racing down inside, almost picked it up there for two, but not able to. So So Mac getting a screen from Calver with the screen in there. And that's going to be out of bounds. Mac missing on the shot. Calver, good screen. Got to hold her footing there, though, and she's going to get stronger as she goes along, too. She'll learn a lot there, too, from Jalea, as the potential for her coming along with her length would be very good. And here's a steal by Kuzikin. Great job following the ball. Kuzikin breaks into the open read. Off the glass, won't go down. Calver comes in for the rebound. And again, comes out across the arm. She'll get called for the foul, though, instead. So Calver picks up her second. And 14 fouls. No fouls on Cook Inlet in this half. But part of that is the type of game they're playing here. They really haven't. It's like the rookies are going at a different speed and symmetry out there. And so it's hard for the other team to foul because they're just going. Rookies are just going around them, doing whatever they want to do. And it's not because they're not trying to play defense, just the rookies move the ball so quickly. They're a step behind always. It's definitely two different levels of play going on here. And the rookies' play is at the top. 80-23 here, 1:41 on the clock is to the line for a couple of shots. It'd be Henderson missing on the first. She'll have one more. And Henderson steps up for the next one. This one good, 1-2 for the young lady. She's 3-for-4 in the game and leads the way in scoring for him. I think she's got 8 now, 80-24. Here's Mack. To the bucket she goes. Ball tipped out. It's still going to be. It'll be Cook Inlet basketball. Warren will bring it across the timeline with a minute to go here. As Culver, nice move out for defense there. Bethany comes over to help out, and the shot misses. Mack comes away with the rebound. Mack has Maddie over on the one side, pulls up. Two-pointer good for Elena. Mack at 40 points. 42-24, 40 seconds on the clock. And great defense by Kuzikin there. Then Maddie comes over to help out. They nearly come up with the ball. They do there with Bethany with a steal on the baseline. Comes out to Newman at the free or at the half court line, a held ball. And it'll be rookies basketball. Leading 82-24. Clock's going to wind down on this one. Mack thinks about it, takes it, got it. A three-pointer for Elena. And makes it 85-24. That's going to be our final. The rookies have done it again, just swept up somebody. Whoever shows up on the court says, watch this. Puts them on their heels in the first quarter. And here we are, 85-24 ball game, as the rookies do it again. Who will stop them on this road trip? Not me, said anyone, and everyone. We'll have to find some teams there in Anchorage for them, I think. That running clock kind of limited the amount of points put up in the fourth quarter, but they still come up with a fourth quarter win there, 13 points for the rookies in the fourth. And only 3 for Cook Inlet Academy. Put that out over a full quarter, it would have been 26-6. So about the same as what's happened each quarter here. Well, we're going to be back in a quick 60 seconds. We'll give you the stats and get you ready for the boys game. We'll find out how much time that will be before the boys game. Well, in dominance it was, 85-24. The rookies on top of Cook Inlet Academy. Cook Inlet, no one in double figures, and their top scorers, their top two scorers, Anna Sizek, a senior, along with Adara Warren, combined for 2 points, 2 free throws by Warren in the fourth quarter. What more can you say? amazing. Still, the girls' CIA, nice play in there by Anna Henderson. Lanky Jr. got free inside there, got to the free throw line a couple times. She led the way with 8 points, 6 points for Jamie Hyatt on a couple of three-pointers. One in each half, and then two apiece for Sophia Nelson, Addie Nelson, and Dosey, Linnea Dosey, another one of their usual top scorers, had four, so she added to that total their 24 points. For the 85 points of King Cove, Kayla Calver, Bethany Brandel not scoring, but then all the other girls did score. Calver and Brandel getting some good minutes in there. Calver's coming along. She's a work in progress, but she's progressing fast. Played better today than I saw her play yesterday, so we'll see how this looks over 10 days. But she could see some minutes down the stretch there where coming in and doing some good things in tight games, if they get tight games. But you can see she's learning and going to be a player. She's got the length there to help out quite a bit. Scoring-wise, Monica Yachmina and Rita Kuzikin with two apiece. And Kuzikin, another one that sees some solid minutes. She's coming along in just a sophomore. Maddie Newman, first one off the bench. She had four, and she had a good game to do today, too, as well. 2 points for Leilani Brandel, but so much on the floor that sophomore does. Can't even count up the steals, assists, and just heads-up play. Like Yachmina, same style player. So a real solid group. Then three players in double figures, 11 for Jalea Duarte, but tremendous passing, touch passes, assists, rebounds. Duarte, tremendous job. And Sadie Newton, 21 points in the first half to get things rolling. And Elena Mack suffering through kind of a poor shooting half, had only 14. She came back to score 29 in the second half. And Mack leads away with 43 in this rookie's victory. 85-24, the final. Well, we're 20 minutes away, too, for the boys' game. The T-Jacks will be taking on Cook Inlet, too. That game coming up in 20 minutes right here on KSDP. I'm going to send it back to the studios, and we'll be back for more basketball coming your way in 20 minutes.